I'd like to welcome everybody to Calvin Church today. Everybody who's streaming us, we welcome you as well. This is the place to be. This is the place to worship God. He is with us here today. He says, "Where two or three are gathered, I am there also." And that's something to enjoy. Before we get going, we got a couple of announcements to make. I would like to have us remember Al and Cindy DeVos. Al is down in Missouri. He's had a heart attack. I believe we prayed for him last week. Let's keep him in your prayers, people. It's hard to be away from home, let alone, being in the hospital. You're kind of in a strange place. So keep them in your prayers. We'd like to ask if anybody has any more nominations for elder and deacon. We'd like to see people come forward and put their names out there. And we'd also like to remember Jim Veek right now. He plays bass with us usually. He's experiencing some back issues, so if you could keep him in your prayers as well. When we get going here, Dwayne Vanderplas, yes, he'll be leading us in worship today. So with that, we'll turn it over to you.
Thank you and good morning. We just appreciate being able to be here and to be able to worship with you. I too want to just ask that your elders and deacons group that would go well in the election and volunteers to be able to serve in that purpose would step forward and make that a meaningful time as they lead the church. And I will go sit in the corner out of your road. Today. Oh, I apologize. Did I have a title beside my name? May every one of us humble ourselves to the house of the Lord. Father, you tell us in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, let this promise guide our hearts today. And I'll be singing number 574, How Great is Our God.
Rise yourself in love.
in the name of the Savior Jesus Christ, may your hearts, minds, and souls be calm to not only hear, but receive the Lord's word today. We ask the Lord to provide his healing, to come into the bodies, to our bodies, run with joy and proclaim the salvation of the love of Jesus Christ to the lost and hurting souls of his world, because of what a mighty God we serve. And I too want to just pray for Al DeVos, Lord, who is in the hospital in St. Joseph with a heart attack. Lord, we just ask that you would be with him. Lord, that you'd be with his family. Lord, that you would give comfort and healing, Lord, and that you would be with the medical staff, Lord, as they attend to him. Lord, that all would go well with your hand of mercy upon him, Lord, and we ask this in Jesus' name. And Lord, we also ask that you be with Jim Veit, who is having back issues. Lord, give him your comfort. Lord, give him your healing. Lord, send your angels to watch over top of him. Lord, wrap yourself around him. And Lord, give him your majesty and your glory, Lord, as you watch over him, in Jesus' name. Now it says we greet each other by voice only. No.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. All right. We'll have our prayer confession. Lord, you are a God who keeps promises. In our prayer and songs, we say that we want to be Christians, but then we forget our promises. Our actions do not match up to our words. We say mean things to other people. We hurt their feelings. We think of ourselves first. And worst of all, Lord, we ignore you. Lord, forgive us and hear our prayer for Jesus' sake. Amen. And the Lord gives us an assurance of pardon. Lord, you tell us in your word, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, let that assurance shine through our voices as we sing our song of praise, your name. Can I just sit down here?
Lord, if I
Father God, in your name, we ask that your heart and your voice is speaking to each person who is gathered in your house today for both healing and for praise in your name. Lord, we ask that your comfort on the hurting bodies and the souls of your people with health concerns. Lord, just as we spoke about Jim Veit, Alda Voss, and Lord, that you'd be with the nominations for the elder deacon positions here in the church. Lord, whether it's health concerns or family issues, as we come before your name today, may we clearly understand your Holy Spirit's voice as he is answering us today. Our Savior Jesus Christ, we ask a special blessing for Reverend Brian Hoffman and his family as they come to serve you here at Calvin Christian Reformed Church. May your Holy Spirit ever guide his path as he strives to serve you here. Lord, we ask that we, the people of the United States, would heed your word and humble ourselves for all the blessings you have prepared to serve you with freedom that many of our nation take for granted. Father God, open our hearts. To openly search for others who have grown up without knowing you as their Savior. Help us, Lord, to encourage those who have lost their way and wandered into strange and dangerous pathways of life to return to your arms of mercy and grace. Jesus, as we look around your world, we see many lost and searching souls that need to know you as their Savior. We pray that you would provide the way for these people to know the joy and the privilege it is to have a loving, risen Savior in their lives. Lord God, we plead with you for our nation's leaders who have wandered so far from your field. Lord, that many are only serving themselves and treading in dangerous waters that will only lead to hell that they also don't believe in. Open the eyes of these blinded people to truly know you as their Lord and Savior. And we together pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We have a reminder here that as you have your offerings today, to please make sure as you leave to put them in the basket as you leave and to bless the Lord. And now there's a song of preparation, Order My Steps.
Hidden your word in my heart.
That
that I might not sin against you.
Praise be to you, Lord.
Teach me your decrees.
I rejoice in following your statutes.
As one rejoices in great riches.
I meditate on your precepts.
And consider your ways.
I delight in your decrees.
Our scripture reading is from God's Word for today, and we're starting with Isaiah 55, 1 through 13, which is, come free of charge before the Lord. There are 36 references in that short number of verses today that refer to us. And there are 35 that refer to God's goodness and mercy for us. We are so blessed. Verse 1 starts with, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Yes, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and a commander of the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you will run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. What a blessing. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The next verse 11 is our Gideon theme verse that we usually use in all that we do. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. The Lord speaking his promise to us. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth with singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And in Psalms 23, the Lord is mentioned 13 times for a good reason. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, and he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then we'd like to read Luke chapter 9, starting at verse 55. If you'd like, you back up later and start with verse 50, and it'll give you a little more of why it starts out. But he turned and rebuked them, talking of the disciples, and said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives." This came from a verse before where the disciples said, "Lord, do you want us to call destruction on the people that they were with?" And then the Lord said, "No, that's not why I'm here. But to save them." And they went to another village. Now, as it happened, as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to the Lord, "Lord, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Then he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but if you go and preach the kingdom of God." And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go and bid them farewell who are at my house." But Jesus said to him, "No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Blessed be the word of the God, of the Lord. I think of these verses as you folks are looking for your leaders in your church. Don't turn your head back and wait for somebody else to serve what God's knocking on your heart for. If you know that God's given you the ability to be able to serve him and stand up in your church, please do that and serve him well. Our prayer preparation. Lord, as your word had been read and your blessings are ready to be shared, please open the hearts of we, your people, to not only hear, but to understand what will be shared in your name, Lord. May our praise be worthy of your glory, Lord. Amen. I got a page here to me that it just came a couple of weeks ago to us as Gideons. It is such a blessing to hear Cuba has just opened their doors through the Canadian Gideon's efforts to begin a 5-year exclusive program to bring magazines and other literature into their country. The Gideons reported that they will begin bringing in the first of 2.5 million Bibles and Testaments into the churches of Cuba very shortly. To me, that's a praise the Lord. You know, all these years, we didn't know if we'd ever be able to see that happen in the country of Cuba. Please pray with us that all goes well as God has provided for this to take place after 3 years of negotiating with the Cuban government and their Biblical Commission of Cuba, which I never would have dreamed they even had. Praise the Lord for His grace and mercy. The Lord works in mysterious ways. It makes me want to sing, "What a Mighty God We Serve." Kelvin Christian Reformed, this year the Gideons International is printing their 109th Bible translation for the 600,000 Bru people. It's spelled B-R-U. And they're from India, a country where the Gideons have been and served since 1961 in sharing the gospel. You may be surprised to know there are over 42,000 Gideons and auxiliary members that work in India, and they have already shared 245 million scriptures in India. So God has not been ignoring that country. There's just lots of work to be done. We got a story from Michael Dominguez, who wrote to share with us of his life's path. He said, "I was born in Russia, moved to Cuba, then to Chile, and," he says, "now in the USA and sitting in jail." But he says, "in jail, I found Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. God has a way." Gideon events include the International Convention this last month in July, where all the countries around the world come and get together. That is such a blessing. I've been able to be at one of those. And also, the Iowa State Convention will take place in Okoboji this year, where we will gather to praise the Lord. International Scripture Blitzes is where we go to a country and we just put out tens of thousands of Bibles in one area. And that will take place in Tanzania and Malawi this September. Praise the Lord for openings in those countries. In this past February, similar scripture blitzes took place in Guatemala, reaching teachers and military men and women across 10 cities, 40 hospitals, 20 prisons, and 770 locations of first responders where they were able to share. And I apologize, I use this chair. Gusto Estebar shared with us how he was blessed with a great math knowledge, a fine marriage, and a successful business. But he said, "I hadn't committed my life to Jesus." He said, then after listening to a Billy Graham crusade on television, he gave his life to the Lord. Today, he is an active member of his church and also works with Gideon's International. A man named Mario, who shared with some of the Gideons, that he had no hope left in his life. He shared that his alcohol habit had led to problems at home and in his marriage. And then, as those Gideons shared the love of Jesus Christ with him, Mario found and accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. These Gideons were told about 20 days later that Mario had suffered a massive heart attack and passed to be with the Lord that he had given his life to. Praise the Lord. Locally, the prison ministry that is open for us here in Plymouth County has become a real blessing. One man named David Robertson of Sioux City, who has turned his life over to Jesus Christ, is now serving his sentence, but he says, "I've earned every one of those days," and is enjoying his new life in Jesus Christ. When he gets out, he already has a job secured. We talk and write letters monthly as we're able to. It is a joy to do. We just did this last Friday, and it was probably one of the most open days we ever had, as people were so open to listen to what we were sharing of Jesus' promise and glory. We walked out of there. There were tears on the other side, but I guarantee you there were tears on our side. God is a wonderful God. Please make use of the Gideon cards that you're familiar with, the card rack that's in the back of your sanctuary, for the many times that they can be used in your life. Each Bible that you supply can touch 2,300 lives in the average six-year life of a motel Bible in our country. The cards are free to you. Please bless God by purchasing Bibles so others can too know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Have you truly acknowledged God's call on your life? Can you feel Him knocking on your heart? Are you listening? Is there a possibility that the Gideon ministry is what you need in your life, just as your faithful member, Vern Fetters, who is my prayer partner this morning, has decided to do? We've been blessed to have you too join with the Gideons in serving the Lord here at home, or whether it's a special outreach effort around the world. There is plenty of work for all of us to be able to do. And I can't help but remember being, I was in a Gideon camp in Sioux City for until the last few years, but I remember the Corvers, and we just thank you for the time that you were able to serve in the Gideons with us also. God bless you. Did you realize that 100% of all Scripture Fund offerings go to purchase and place Bibles and Testaments around the world in now 200-plus countries, provinces, and territories that God has opened for the Gideon ministry to be able to serve Him? That's one of the things that helped me to become a Gideon, is to know that when you give funds, it's going to go exactly where you intended it to go. Vern and I and everybody else that are Gideons, we pay dues, and we pay our own way. Any of the supplies, our area camp takes care of. So we can tell you that your gift goes to share Jesus Christ through Scripture. Gideon members willingly accept those payments in their camp supplies, so we can tell you that. Gideons accept that we pay yearly dues to support the Gideons International home office staff. So that too is paid for by the Gideon members themselves. Yes, just maybe the Holy Spirit has been knocking on some of your hearts. We are also trusting that a mission-led church, such as Calvin Christian Reformed, who previously had some people who served the Gideons, might be knocking on your heart. Everyone who belongs to the Gideons must first have their pastor's approval before you're able to become a Gideon. Another of our, we call them Gideon Pastor Glory Teams, it was a couple from Sioux City who came to one of our meetings one night, and they always had a prayer list this long, and it was wonderful. But as they walked in the door, you could just tell of all the joy that was on their heart. And so we had to ask right away before we even went to prayer, what on earth, Bud and Elaine, are you so happy about tonight? And they said, just before we came tonight, we got a phone call. We've been praying for a couple for 40 years. And they called to say that they both accepted the Lord as their Savior. How diligent are we to share and pray that long for somebody that we know needs the Lord as our Savior, or as their Savior? It's God's timing. How long will you endure for someone to find Jesus Christ? How many of you are blessed to know Pastor Paul Mahaffey, who is the director of the Sioux City Gospel Mission? He was at a church service similar to this one day that we were at, when God asked him to serve through the Gideon ministry. And then the Lord led him to take training and become a pastor. Then we asked him to be on our board of directors at the Gospel Mission. As the opportunity came up, we asked Paul to be the director of the Gospel Mission. He still serves his own church, and he gives a sermon on Friday or Sunday afternoon at the Gospel Mission. Really admire his love for the Lord. I have grown to continually be blessed in areas that God has allowed me to serve him, now 30 years in the Gideons. Seeing his light shine through our efforts is so rewarding. It's God who provides that we can plant his seed, we can water his seed, we can encourage his seed, but we need to give God the glory for the souls that he brings to salvation. Just a few weeks ago, I was blessed to share at a Sudanese church in Sioux City where they also spoke English, thankfully. As I began to share that we were now in the 200 countries and the 109 languages that we were able to share in, the pastor stopped me and asked if we had a Bible in their language. This gave me the perfect timing to be able to reach in the right pocket and share one of these little Bible app cards. The Gideons teamed with somebody to be able to have this app card where you can put it on your smartphone or your iPhone, and you can have that app in your language, and you can have it reading to you, or you can read it. It is a real blessing. And as I shared that with him, he put it on his phone in just a matter of minutes. He had his African native language of Nuer, it's N-U-E-R, speaking to him right away. And that opened the doors to be able to share an awful lot with them as they allowed me to come in and share. The Gideon ministry provides so many places to serve in God's kingdom. School handouts of testaments at junior high school, college, and trade schools that we're able to be at. your county fair hand out of testaments. We just had a great blessing of handing out so many of these cards and also testaments as we were at the recent Plymouth County Fair. Hospital placements of Bibles and testaments. Motel placements of Bibles. Yes, we have one motel in town that we haven't been able to place Bibles. We have the same thing in Sioux City, so it's just the way it is. Doctors and dental offices, personal witnessing. If we as Gideons aren't willing to go out and share with our friends, our neighbors, the person that we meet at the store, where we're sitting in the park or wherever it's at, to be able to open God's Word and share with the Gideon Testament, there are always helpful hints in the front, and it turns tells you exactly what page to turn to, and then you can always be doing just like I did. You turn to the back cover, and it's God's plan of salvation. So when you've truly given your life to the Lord, there's a place to put your name. We tell people, go ahead and sign your name in the front. Let people know that it's yours. But make sure you don't sign that back cover until you belong to Jesus Christ. Faith Fund rallies are something that Gideons do among themselves to be able to raise funds. So we don't just come to churches and other places to be able to say, will you please help support the Gideon ministry? We come as a group and we reach out to each other to raise money to be able to send a large number of Bibles somewhere around the world in a Pacific country. Many times that speaker comes to our meeting to be able to help us and share with us of what is going on in that country. Prison ministry, just as I was sharing with you about, that we're able to do. I tried to be in the Sioux City community jail ministry for years, and the doors weren't open. And with one of the recent sheriffs, I asked him as he was running for office, I said, if you get elected, are we going to be able to reach in and share with the jail ministry? And he said it in a heartbeat. So I waited a few weeks after he got elected, and I called, and Sunnybrook Church, thank God, beat us to the punch because they're doing the job. It doesn't matter which one of us are doing it, just that we're doing it. So they're sharing in the now in the Sioux City jail, praise the Lord. We can also be putting Bibles in business offices so that you have it in the waiting office, waiting room, or maybe in your office beside your desk. Big important place, military personnel and the deploying of men and women in our service. Police officers, firefighters, first responders, nurses, a special white testament as they are graduating to be able to do, and community celebrations such as the Rag Bri that was just here, Tulip Days, Ice Cream Days, and giving out testaments. I had a great joy recently at the Rag Bri Days. I simply just walked among the people and then went downtown and were able to share 200 of these Bible app cards until I ran out. Because a lot of the people didn't want extra baggage in their pocket. They didn't object to having a testament. They just didn't want any more baggage to be riding with. But we were able to share 45 of these testaments and 200 of those Bible apps just in the hours that I was able to be there. If you see any of these areas fit a need in your life, your business, please come and talk to us for help. What questions do you have for us today? If anyone does, please come and talk to Vern or myself after the service. We ask that as God leads you, a free will heart offering will be provided that goes 100% to purchase Bibles and Testaments for God's world. God bless you for your efforts to serve the Lord here at Calvin Christian Reformed, where you have been a blessing to the Gideons for many years. Thank you, Calvin, for your kindness to provide this opportunity to share with you today. We sing our song of response, Give Me Jesus, number 423. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing song is Goodness of God.